The Gospel according to Matthew, the very first words that we hear that our Lord Jesus says to the women, "Do not be afraid." Not included in this Gospel reading today, a few passages just before, when the women arrived at the tomb, they encountered an angel. It's in Matthew 28, 5 to 6, and the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." The sacred scriptures don't elaborate on the feelings of the women. Clearly, they must have been frightened. Of course, since the time of Christ's arrest until his crucifixion, everything seemed to be in chaos, dangerous. It was a terrible situation. Their confidence was shaken. Judas took his own life. The apostles were in hiding. Of course, it's fundamental to our Christian teaching that all happened according to the will of God. Now, we know all this, but in a sense, we have a parallel situation today. Secular authorities are hostile towards Christianity and the culture of life. The outrage of the Biden administration issuing a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility to fall on Easter Sunday this year is not only outrageous, but it was calculated. It's as if they're saying, "We are not Christian." I don't want to go into a rant about the horror in the world and even in our church. You don't need me to tell you about all these things. Things have been falling apart for decades. Outside the shrine here, we have a statue of St. John Paul II, and just below it on a plaque, the famous statement he made on October 22nd, 1978, "Be not afraid." Obviously, he realized even then how bad things were. We are Christians. We are not supposed to be living in fear. We should be confident always that God has everything under control, just as it was when our Lord was arrested and crucified. You know, even after the reports of our Lord's resurrection started to spread, it didn't immediately settle the minds of everyone. Later that Easter Sunday, the disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, it's in Luke 24, 21, they said, "But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since this has happened." Do you see the doubt that is in their hearts? When doubts come into our hearts, that's when we fall into trouble. That's when we can become fearful. The evil one is out there trying to sow those seeds of doubts. We need to take those doubts from our hearts and put them away and say, "Lord Jesus, take care of it. I don't want any more doubts in my heart. I want my heart to beat for you alone." We know that the disciples on the road to Emmaus were sad that our Lord Jesus had died. They shared the disappointments with each other. But as Christians, we are supposed to be a people of hope. And I believe that the Easter season is very much a season of hope. Have you ever really sat down and asked yourself, what is hope? I mean, you can look it up in the dictionary, but no definition is going to be satisfactory. So ask yourself, what is my hope? Well, my hope is to be with our Lord Jesus. That's it. To be with Jesus is everything. And I also hope that I'll always do the will of the Father. Turn to God our Father. Let him be your hope. He is a Father of hope. The Father of hope in our life is the true Father God. And our Lord Jesus came to open the door, to get us out of this mess, to take us out of the darkness into the light, and show us the way to the Father. Yes, I know we're in a horrendous mess once again. Nevertheless, through our Lord Jesus, we still have a way to the Father. We need to go to the Father. We are Christians. And I remind you that our Lord Jesus said, and he promised, that he will come again. Let that be your hope as well. Ask the Holy Spirit to put it on your heart so that you will not be afraid. the coming of our Lord Jesus. I'll be talking more about that in the video series I'm working on. I ask for your prayers for that. It's a big project, but I believe the Holy Spirit is guiding me. In the meantime, ask our Lord to always place hope in your heart and pray the rosary. Stay close to Our Lady. She will help you to remain confident in our Lord's plans so that you will not have doubts, that you will not have fear, that you will truly live as children of God.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.